I have another position. If we in training, we have clients who like need assessment before we begin, we go to the area and before done it, need assessment, and then we conducted a workshop. So in this call conference also we can do it. If we need for more information in any topic, we can prepare about our need, the lecture or call conference in next time.
Mm.
And what, inform us. In
so it needs assessment.
What is the best way? Sorry, maybe you were going to ask. I was just going to say, what is the best way to do the needs assessment? Is it something that you guys can organize amongst yourselves and to say, here's a list of things that we think are most important? And then, and then that could be organized by you, because for us it's going to be harder. Do you want this?
No, this is just as an example for
us. Yeah, because my specialty, and I only cut bones, that's all I do.
Yes, first assessment mode, when she's about animals and ultrasound fetal animals, if they have the big images of fetal animals.
They're sending those images?
Yes, about fetal animals, they should move the lecture, give us lecture about this one and the images.
Okay.
Like so this one, placenta, about placenta, abruption, placenta, placenta, previa, like this one.
Right, right. So
when
so
they
we'll
conduct the lecture, recording to the...
So the lecture would be...
Presentation.
Fetal presentation.
Yes, about placenta, about
here's
abnormal.
Here's an example
yes,
of a ruptured placenta.
Yes.
Okay.
You were saying you were going to give some examples?
No.
I think that... Yeah,
this need assessment just as an example, not for us need assessment.
If I understand correctly, tell me if I'm right. So we've you've described that you're looking for the prenatal actual ultrasound images, so that you have a comparison, a reference to say this is the way it looks with different types of placental presentation, and ruptured placenta, etc., etc., and then we could pick. The exact measurements for is it two for example the gestational age, what is the correct gestational age? They actually did send a couple of images, but they were very very small that showed the gestational age measurements. So we'll ask them this afternoon. They'll send us the images you requested, and we'll ask them also for the gestational age chart for measurements. And then I think what she has invited you to do is to go ahead and when we give you these images, look for examples with the equipment that you have, and then you can capture images to the hard drive of your ultrasound laptop, and then we'll email those images back to the doctors in Pakistan, and maybe on the next conference we'll go through all the images you found and the reference images that you will get from them today.
So
does it sound good?
What happened?
Oh, now it's done.
We're done.
It's all
we're
good.
Done.
So you can reconnect everything else.
So,
okay, so I'll send an email. Do you have an email? Should I email you or should I email Dr. Khan? What is the right procedure? Dr. Han?
Yeah,
okay.
We also may have an email,
but it better to go through the big cheese,
yeah.
The head boss first.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that, and then we'll be maybe schedule this conference again in how long? Maybe 1 week, 2 weeks? What is convenient for you guys?
Every 2 weeks?
Okay, once every 2 weeks then, okay? Cool, thank you so much, Tashakur. I know you're all very busy, and I appreciate you coming.
I have one more question, is that we'll communicate through Dr. Khan, but if you write up some list of, like, to do your own needs assessment, this is what we want, and if you give it to him, and then we can get it from him, then that would be very useful.
Also, یو د تاسو هغه د ویریشان د اوس د تاسو زداول ده کیوري څه څه
let me look on the presentation. Let me see one moment. Let me see it. If she has her email on here on the last page, no. Because the other thing is, no, it's not on.
That's a good point,
Peter.
I'm
going to give you her email for the doctor in, because perhaps you could communicate directly, female to female, with her. Okay, there's no need to go through us. So I'll also give you that. Okay. So her name is Dr. Oh, very easy. Faisal Murad. And here's her email. Faisal.doc@yahoo.com. So, perhaps you guys can all write it down, and then that way.
Is Faisal a girl's name? Is Faisal a girl's name?
Apparently.
No.
It works both ways.
So they're saying it's not a girl's name.
No. It came from Faisal.
It can be girl's. Oh, it can be Peter. It can
yeah,
be.
It can
sorry.
Be.
Yeah.
No, this might. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if this is.
Yes.
Hang on, let me make sure. Okay. That's the person who sent me the images. Yeah, no, that's the doctor. It is. That's her. Oh, here's another one. Sadia. Sadia. SADIAIDM.com.
So we are done with this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you want to start with Dr. Sadia instead, okay? Sadia@pk.idm.com. And then I think Dr. Rizwan is the one who spoke Pashto. And her email is rizsoft@gmail.com.
How does Sadia spell?
It is S-A, and then Sadia is S-A-D-I-A at pk.ibm.com. Now, Dr. Sadia, I've met her in person in Pakistan 2 years ago when we installed all this equipment for them. Very smart lady. She's both very familiar with computers and also a doctor. And she is, I think, a good person to start with, this one. And then she will direct you, but Dr. Rizwan also, who speaks Pashto. Okay, and then Dr. Faisal. It says Faisal is the project coordinator, so I'm not sure if that's the right one. I'm pretty sure she said M. Faisal Murad.
They're trust me, they're really lazy, buddy. You know, the internet connection is disrupted. We're emailing them, we're calling them, but they're not.
Can you just give me a phone number and then I can call them in?
Are you